Hello everyone and welcome to New Sextra Review. Today's product is a Savannah 65.52 pound lifelike silicone sex doll with slim body from Love Nestle. So this is another full-size, life-size sex doll torso, which is absolutely wonderful. Love Nestle makes excellent dolls, very realistic. I don't know how they do it, but the materials feel more lifelike than other dolls. They have kind of a muscly feel to them. It's really amazing, and the skin looks real. All the details are spot on, and it's not even that expensive. So Savannah, just jumping ahead to the price before I talk about the product, Savannah is $769, which sounds like a lot. And other comparable dolls would be like the Aurora Torso from Tantaly. But the Aurora Torso, which I love, by the way, I love the Aurora Torso. The Aurora Torso is $759. So $759 for the Aurora Torso, which is a 55-pound sex doll, versus the Love Nestle for only $10 more. And it's also about like 10 pounds heavier. So, I mean, there was back in the day, silicone dolls cost like twice, three times as much as a TPE doll. Now they're basically the same. There really is no difference. There are some trade-offs with silicone versus TPE, but by and large, silicone allows for more realism. So anyway, without further ado, let's actually look at Savannah and I will show you her features. Okay, so this is the Savannah doll from Love Nestle. It is fully life-size. It's not anime body pillow size. It's fully life-size. It says that she's slim and skinny, but she's not. She's thick. At least, like, her thighs and her ass are very thick. When it comes to her breasts and her waist, she's only about 1 inch thicker than Celestina, who's, like, Barbie doll skinny. So from the waist up, she's kind of like Celestina. As far as her boobs and her waist and all that stuff, very nice, very skinny. But when you get down to her thighs and her ass, she's got some junk in the trunk. Now, because it's a Love Nestle doll, this isn't TPE, it's silicone. And the reason why that's important is a couple things. Number one, the skin texture, it looks real. You can see the imperfections in the skin. It almost looks like freckled, like it looks like real skin. It feels like real skin. And here's the thing. When it comes to TPE dolls, they're basically just a block of silicone with a steel skeleton running through them. I don't know what they do with these dolls, some kind of composite material perhaps. But you can feel, it feels like muscle. Like my fingers don't sink into the doll, you know, down to the skeleton. You can feel muscle. Or whatever, it's obviously not real muscle, but it feels like muscle. So the thighs, the waist, the shoulders, everything that isn't supposed to be soft feels like muscle. The parts that are supposed to be soft, they feel jiggly. Some, you know, and I'll get to the butt. The butt's still a little bit too jiggly, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But I mean, the thighs are, they feel like muscle. These don't feel like squishy TPE. This is like muscle. You can feel the muscle. When you get to the breasts are super jiggly. Now the nipple, they're not as perky as I normally like. I like usually like my titties very perky. These ones, I mean, the nipple is still where it's supposed to be, but the boobs are, it's a very natural looking doll. Now, if you told me this was based on a real woman, a very attractive, thick woman, I would believe you. The breasts aren't overly crazy. They're not like Barbie doll tits. Which I enjoy some Barbie doll tits, don't get me wrong. These are more natural. She has nice, jiggly, natural boobs. Very fun to squeeze, very squishy. Feel great. I can't show them to you because of YouTube. As far as her, the rest of her body, but the big thing is her thighs. Now, I reviewed a Love Nestle torso a little bit ago, and the problem with that one is the legs would fight you. You try to lift the legs up, and they would kind of slowly go backwards, and it was like resisting you. And I kind of joked around that it was like raping the doll, because you could feel the doll resisting you. Now, this one doesn't resist you, but it's also really hard to move, because the joints are so tight to keep the material, because it's so thick. It's so thick, so you're basically... when you bend the legs, you're fighting against the material, and the joints have to be really stiff to keep the doll from fighting and resisting you. So let me show what I'm talking about. Okay, so I've spread the legs. She's now in the sitting position. Now this doll, because of the kind of the muscle material underneath the skin, you can actually stand this doll up on its stubs and it'll stand up. I'm not sure if it'll do any damage to the doll, but you can stand it up. Anyway, so you open up. See, I gotta really strain to open up her legs. They do stay open though. They do stay open. I can't show you the detail, but it looks, I mean, you can go to the website. If you want to see what her vagina, butthole, tits look like, they have video and pictures on the website. You can check it out there. Everything looks great. Everything feels great. And I'm really impressed with how it's a trade-off. On the one hand, her thighs are so dummy thick. Normally, this amount of material being contorted would cause the doll to fight against you. They made the joints really stiff to help that not happen, but it makes the legs really hard to move. Now, once you have them moved and positioned, they're not going to go anywhere. So it's a trade-off. If you want a nice, natural-feeling doll where the joints are very loose and fluid, this isn't the doll for you. And also, if the doll was like that, the legs wouldn't stay open, the legs wouldn't stay up. They would fight against you to go down to their natural position. So this is just a trade-off. It is what it is. But anyway, so the thighs, I'll show you the butt in a minute, but the thighs are nice and meaty. These feels absolutely real. Other than the temperature, like if you use like a vagina warmer, you could take care of that. But everything feels good. You can feel the muscle, you can feel the skin. Everything feels amazing. All right, so here's her butt. It's a little too squishy. A little too squishy. Now it's good. You can see the jiggle. It's got some good jiggle. It's got really good jiggle. It just feels too squishy. Let me show what I'm talking about. All right, this is an Onahip doggy style ass from Love Nestle. Same company. This one's like a $200 kind of doll ass. And this ass feels perfect. This ass is, it's the perfect amount of, I'm covering up her genitals with my hand so I don't have to, you know, dress her up. But anyway, this ass, let me show you the ass. So the ass, it has some pinch, it has some jiggle, but it, you know, you don't go too deep. You can feel the muscle underneath the ass. So this is the perfect ass. So if you love Nestle, if you're listening, if you ever need a reference of what the ass should feel like, just get this $200 ass that you make. This is what the ass should feel like. Not too squishy, not too firm. All right, so this ass is a little, it may be hard to see. Like, my hand is just sinking way too deeply into it. Like, with the other ass, you know, it had a nice pinch, but this one has like, I can pinch and pull the whole butt cheek. It's just too soft. It's too titty-like. Like, this is what a titty should feel like, not a butt cheek. And I know I have this criticism the last time I reviewed a Love Nestle doll, and so they still haven't perfected it, except for that other toy, like the little ass they make, had the perfect butt cheek kind of thickness and softness. This is too soft. This is too soft, Love Nestle. Her butt cheeks are too soft. They're too breast-like. I don't know what you have to do. I don't know who you got to talk to. I mean, it's got, look at that. It's got some good spanks. Good spank. All the spanks. You could spank that shit all day. But it's a little bit too soft. So that's all I got to say. I noticed I could feel a bolt in the top of her neck. And so there was some material which was obviously filled in. I just pulled that material out. And I'm like, I wonder if I could fit Celestina's head. Like, it comes with a bolt. If that bolt would fit in that hole. And it did. All right, so this is the bolt. I have like my Celestina dolls from 2017. She's very outdated. They don't even make her anymore. The new bodies, the new heads they make, use this different kind of bolt, which isn't compatible with her old body. So I have these extra Celestina heads, and they're not compatible with her body. They are compatible with the Love Nestle torso. So again, this is the bolt that came with my Celestina head, and it screws in to the torso, like so. And here we have Celestina with a new body. This is the first time her head has actually been attached to the torso. So I previously, ranted and raved about the Tantalus torso, the Aurora torso, because it was within 1 inch of Celestina's measurements. But the Aurora torso didn't allow me to attach the head, so I'd have to lay the torso down on a pillow and kind of prop her head against the torso. But then while I'm using the doll, the head would sometimes roll away because I just, in the heat of the moment, it would just roll away. Now it's actually attached to the torso. Don't have to worry about the head rolling away in the middle of lovemaking, which is very nice, very nice. So honestly, the ability for the torso to fit your sex doll head is amazing. Especially if you're like me, you have an older doll and the heads aren't compatible with the older bodies. So anyway, what more is there to say? The material is amazing, as always. I always appreciate the attention to detail. The skin looks amazing. The breasts feel perfect. The ass is a little soft. That's my only criticism, is the ass is a little soft. As far as my critiques, I guess, the problem with torsos and dolls in general is what you see is what you get. You can't really customize everything. Like, I would love it if I could get a torso that wasn't so dummy thick. It's what you see is what you get. So I now have a life-size torso doll that attaches to Celestina's head, which is much better than having a torso doll that doesn't attach to the head and having to prop the head up on a pillow. I would like it if the ass and thighs were a little bit skinnier, where she was more in line with her measurements. But, I mean, this is great. This is absolutely great. And the sex feels real. Another thing, when you're having sex with a TPE torso or doll, because the TPE is more squishy, your body's going to sink into it. Whereas this one, because it has this muscle material, it feels like a real person. It feels like, so this feels realer, it looks realer. Is realer even a word? I don't know. Anyway. All right, so at the end of the day, this is an excellent doll. However, while I was getting ready to edit this video, I was going to put Savannah in my ottoman. So I have an ottoman that I store my Aurora torso in. It's like it's like a little storage thing. Savannah is just too dummy thick. She is too dummy thick to fit in my ottoman. So I was going to replace the Aurora torso with Savannah, but because Savannah is just too dummy thick, she can't fit in my ottoman. So I guess Aurora keeps her spot. What I'd really love to see from Love Nestle is a life-size torso with just smaller ass, smaller thighs, skinnier, and the ass not so squishy. Like a firmer, more toned ass, not a giant, fat, jiggly ass. If you're into thick girls, if you like them thick and juicy, then this is the doll for you, my friend. But I like skinnier girls, and like, she's fine from the waist up. Her boobs could be a little bit more perky. Her boobs are a little saggy. Her ass is a little saggy. I'm wondering if this is based on a real person. Maybe like a porn star or something. I mean, like, she's not ugly. She's got like a pretty good butt. She's easily a 10. But like, when you're talking about sex dolls, you can customize sex dolls to your exact specifications. So while a normal woman who's like a 10, she might have a few flaws with her that you're more than willing to overlook. But when it comes to a sex doll, you're like, yeah, but, I mean, can you make her tits a little bit more perky? Can you make her thighs and ass a little bit smaller? Can you make her ass a little less jiggly? You know, like, you expect perfection because it's an object that you can manufacture. It's not a all-or-nothing package like a real woman. Anyway, so I'm very impressed. Just to wrap it all up in a bow, I'm very impressed with Love Nestle's products. I've always been impressed with Love Nestle's products. I don't know what kind of black magic they do to make the skin and like that muscle texture. Everything feels so real. There are some trade-offs. I prefer the softness of the TPE vagina, but I mean, the silicone vagina is fine too. Just for some reason, they haven't mastered the firm ass aside from the $200 kind of Ona hip that they make. The ass is perfect on that. But on the bigger dolls, the ass is too soft and jiggly. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what keeps going wrong with this thing. Anyway, for $10 more than the Aurora torso at the Tantalus, I'm very impressed with Love Nestle. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. You have nothing to lose. Especially if you have a sex doll head that can screw into the body. That's a much better prospect than having a torso where the head can't screw in. So anyway, that's all I have to say. I do have a 15% off coupon code. And when you're talking about a high-end product like this, that's more than $700, 15% off is a lot of money. You know, you're buying something that's $100, 15% off is $15. Who gives a crap? When you're talking about something that's almost $800, 15% off is significantly more. So check out the coupon code, check out Love Nestle. They make excellent products. They really are pushing the industry forward. And their prices are extremely reasonable for the bump in quality you're getting with a Love Nestle torso. Anyway, so check them out. Thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me Savannah. I'm sorry she was so dummy thick and she couldn't fit in my ottoman. Maybe you guys can make a storage solution. So I just got this ottoman from Amazon. And it fits my Aurora torso. It fits like a skinnier torso, which I generally like more. But, you know, if you could make like a thicker ottoman, something like a storage solution, preferably something that can be in plain sight. Like my ottoman can be in plain sight, and it's fine. I prefer that to something like a flight case or a box that goes into the closet. But something where I can store a doll in plain sight, where, you know, I can get to it quickly without having to dig through a closet. But unfortunately for Savannah, she's just too dummy thick for my ottoman. So maybe you guys can come up with something. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me Savannah. Thank you for watching. Use the 15% off coupon code. Save 15% on Savannah or any of the other dolls. Again, what you see is what you get. So look at all their dolls. Find the one that matches your tastes and preferences and go ahead and buy it. It's going to be very high quality regardless of the product you get. The only difference is basically size, weight, and like body type. So if you're into thick girls, fat girls, little girls, big girls, whatever you're into, they probably have a torso that's within the ballpark. So anyway, that's all I have to say. This is Turfling Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.